It's time for the Lyle Eyes to the Skies again. It's one of my favorite parts of the beginning of summer, and it's coming up. Be a part of it. Joining us in studio now, Roger Leone. Roger, what's your title? Are you boss?
I guess I'd be considered boss as the chairman, yeah.
Festival chairman, and we got hot air balloons. We got great charitable proceeds here because a lot of people benefit from this. And we got great food. Mm-hmm. We got music. It's a good time.
We've got all that. Yeah, we're 100% volunteer run, so all the money that's made goes all to all the charities.
But there are some administrative costs. Am I underwriting those again this year?
You are. Okay. Unbeknownst to you, but yeah. You are.
But I'm impressed is my point. I'm impressed that you guys are able to pull that off.
Well, thank you.
The festival grounds are where?
They're in Lyle Community Park, Route 53 and Short Street. And it's a 110-acre park, which I think is really makes our venue totally unique.
It is unique. It's very cool. And the balloon field will have a series of balloons this Friday morning. I think we got at least two or three, weather permitting.
Yes.
That will be tethered.
Right.
And amongst the people that are going to be going up for the first time are Justin.
Yeah.
And my brother, who's in town, he's going to go up for the first time. Pete, you want to go up in the balloon?
Yeah, Pete's going too. I'll speak for Pete.
He's Pete just said he's very busy right now. He'll be there. Sure that he's.
If he wants to ride back from Lyle, he's going to get up in that.
I've been up a couple of times, and it's nothing but fun.
It is enjoyable, and people that do it, they always come back the next year and do it again. You know, it's a great opportunity for them to get that sensation of the elevation from the balloon. You know.
Now, are these balloon pilots local?
They come from all over the country. Most of them come from the Southwest.
Sure. We were talking about that out there, New Mexico.
New Mexico, Texas area. Some come from Michigan, some from New Jersey, but most of them are from the Southwest.
The festival continues a long storied American tradition, global tradition of watching hot air balloons. That's
correct.
A big part of,
right.
I know in my childhood, growing up in this area, that was a thing you did. You went out on a Saturday night. How important is it for you to be a part of that tradition, to be a festival that continues the tradition of hot air balloons?
Well, we love it. We just think that it's, and again, when you talk about hot air balloons in Chicago, I think that's what makes it totally unique. And when people come out for the first time and they see this 50, 60, 70-foot balloon, it's fascinating, especially the kids. They love it.
You got a music lineup you want to mention, bands that are playing this weekend, or just know that it's on the weekend, or just know that it's great music?
It's great music. I think Sunday we got a really good country lineup, if you like country.
Okay.
We try to stay with local artists to keep it fresh and new. And so it's good music, two sound stages, two food courts.
Lots of kid stuff.
A lot of
carnival.
We got everything for everybody.
And you guys were talking about this off the air. You said you guys really thought you made it when you had a big act in a few years ago. When was that?
Around 1982, the Fifth Dimension play.
Hello. Hello.
Wow.
And it was,
hello.
Everybody thought
Fifth
it was,
Dimension.
Right,
really got you. Got excited about that, Steve.
Right. Come on. I know, it is great music every year, and the food's tremendous, and the balloons are nothing but fun. How long have you been involved?
My wife and I have been involved roughly about 30 years behind the scenes and everything, you know, helping with setup.
Good for you.
And then in the last 10 years, a little more active doing things.
It's just so cool that the Lyle community comes together to do this and again, distribute 100% of the proceeds to local charities like the Rotary and the Kiwanis and the Lions Club and the Chamber of Commerce and the Partners for Parks and the Education Fund. It's all good. We got a website you want to mention?
EyesToTheSkies.org is our website. It's new and improved, and it's user-friendly. So if you want to see what musical acts are playing and the hours of operation, go to that site.
And we'll be out there this Friday.
Come out and see us.
This Friday morning from 6 to 10. Are you going to be out there with us?
I will be out there.
Okay,
I will.
We'll drag you on the show then to talk a little bit more about it. You know, we should probably give away some passes.
Sure,
right?
I love it.
Guys
sure.
In the Skies.
Sure,
let's do that. Let's
great
give away
idea.
Let's give away a pair of passes now. The fifth person with their own hot air balloon. No,
right.
Not
yeah,
so much.
No. You can lease one. You don't have to own it. You can lease it if you
right from leased, Hot Air Balloons or Us.
Hot Air Balloons are Us.
That's it.
Leased it from there.
Fifth caller wants to join us Friday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. The festival doesn't open that early, so it's kind of cool that you could get in with us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to know somebody. You got a guy. 312-981-7200 is the number. All right, Roger, anyone else you want to say hi to?
No, just all of our patrons in past to come out and see us and have a great time. And remember that all goes to good charities, and it's for good causes.
It's a great cause. Right. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming down.